In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning. It is now 8:07. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And as promised, we have a jam-packed hour, and I am sitting here with Grace from MWR. How are you?
Good morning, Eloise. I'm good. Happy to be here with you this morning.
When I tell you, I just love it when people come into the studio because they bring that great energy that I need, and it kind of makes the day feel like a Friday.
It does. It's a good way to start off the morning.
Absolutely.
I would agree with that for sure.
Love it, love it. Okay, so we've got our wonderful question of the day, so I've got to ask you, what is the funniest excuse that you've either heard or given for being late?
Eloise has me biting my fingernails over here. That's like, oh my gosh, I'm on air. Don't listen, boss. No, I'm just kidding. Generically, anything that comes with a pet. So like, yes. Oh, my dog threw up, or my cat got, you know, out or something like that. I feel like that's a really good excuse, even though it's bad, but
but a very good reason nonetheless, because yes. If it was anyone else's pet, they'd probably be chasing them down the street to
exactly
get
them back. So anything pet related, I think that's just like solid gold right there. Best excuse ever.
Love it, love it. Well, we've got a great deal of information to cover when we return with Miss Grace. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. You are here with DJ EJ, and I am really excited because we've got MWR in the house with us today, Miss Grace, and we've got a ton of information to cover. I'm particularly excited about it, Grace, because as we were talking during the break, I'm going to attempt to say this again. It's going to be a little tough. These events, they vary. They're very varied.
That's what
I was trying to say. I was struggling with that one. But yeah, so I'm really excited to get into it. So Grace, if you want to kind of tell us what is going on in the world of MWR.
Yeah, so we're going to kick it off with a brand new leisure skills class that I know MWR is super excited about, and we hope that the community as well. But we're doing a new calligraphy class. This is going to be considered a beginner's copperplate calligraphy. Copperplate is the type of style of calligraphy you'll be doing. And there's a bunch of different dates, actually four sessions. So the first session are Tuesdays, the 23rd of July and the 30th of July. And then we move into August 6th and the 13th to finish out those sessions. Each session will be 5 to 7 p.m. And what you're going to do is unlock the secrets of beautifully creating calligraphy in our beginner's course. So over four engaging sessions in an intimate small group setting, you'll master the fundamentals of this elegant letter style. So our instructor, she is an expertise, so she will give you expert instruction to learn how to do the calligraphy, gain the skills and confidence to create the beautiful calligraphy at home as well. So this class is for ages 16 and up. And it's $25 per class, and you will need to pay a one-time supply fee of $35 that will include your pens, nibs, ink holder, cleaner, and bottle to use in class and then keep.
I love that.
So cool,
that
right?
That is very cool.
I am looking forward to taking it myself, right. And so you guys definitely sign up. It's going to be awesome.
I like that. I think that is a course, honestly, I may need to consider for myself. There's not anything particularly wrong with my penmanship. The only thing is I write really, really small. And once my sister saw my handwriting, and she actually told me it looks like ants on paper. Like, I write really, really tiny. So I could benefit from a class like that. That sounds pretty phenomenal.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that. To that class, and I hope the community will take advantage of this awesome opportunity for
very
that.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And what else do we have to look forward to?
So moving on, we're having another country night this month at 568 Lounge. It'll be Saturday, July 20th from 8 p.m. to 1. Remember, you kind of start off dancing, and then it gets a little bit rowdy, and it ends up being kind of like a big party at the end. It's so awesome. It's 18 and up, and remember, these country night events are always always free. So just show up and have a great time.
That is so cool. I kind of, so do people normally show up with like the cowboy boots and the hat? Like,
oh,
do they
yeah.
really get into it?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I'm here.
Line
for it.
Dancing. It's a good time.
Yeah,
so,
it sounds
yes.
like that. I've actually, I don't know how this happened. I once accidentally stumbled into a country club and I walked in and I just remember, I just kind of like ran in. I stopped. I saw everybody doing their line dancing with mm-hmm. the cowboy hats. And I said to myself, I don't really know what's going on here, but they all collectively look like they're having a blast.
Yes.
Like they were having a great time. So I imagine this is probably no different.
Yes, it is. It's a really good time. And it's something unique that we, you know, Sicily is not very country in that way. America yeah. holds that country music. Mm-hmm. You know, style. So it's yeah. it's really cool to bring it here, especially at our new 568 Lounge, which is so nice.
Indeed. And kind of a quick shout out as well to MWR, because I think MWR does an incredible job of not only bringing these events, but also working in conjunction with Armed Forces Entertainment, mm-hmm. because it wasn't that long ago when we had Rodney Atkins here.
Absolutely.
And so to be able to hear that kind of really great music, especially for country fans out there, is so amazing that we can kind of just bring that front and center. So big shout out to MWR for
oh,
that
thank
too.
You.
I thought
we
that was amazing.
That.
Amazing,
so nice
amazing.
Yes. And then we're going to switch gears just a little bit and kind of focus on the youth. So youth sports is coming back. We've had a little break over the summer with a couple camps, but we're coming into soccer season, my favorite. yay, soccer.
Yay, soccer.
So the regular season will be August 21st through October 9th for ages 5 to 8. And then we offer Start Smart Soccer for ages 2.5 to 5. And that is a little bit of a briefer season as from September 3rd to October 9th. So two options, two different levels of soccer. You can register at the youth complex in Maranai from Tuesday to Friday, 11:30 to 3:30, and this is from July 16th to August 3rd. So August 3rd will be open for registration as well, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's a Saturday. But just remember, if you're not able to make it to the youth complex, you can always just email your registration at any time. That email is found on our Facebook, on our website, and all over the posters that are published around base. So just remember, we always need coaches.
Yes.
For youth sports. So if you're passionate about working with the youth or just want to become integrated in the community, please, please come help our youth. I coach soccer. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So you guys don't forget about that. The youth need us.
They absolutely do. And I'm so excited that you mentioned that as well, because later on in the conversation, I know we're going to be talking about something else with the youth that's coming
yes.
up that's very new, that's also incredibly exciting. So for those of you that are within earshot, make sure that you continue to keep it here, because we've got a great deal of information to cover where it regards MWR and your ability to get involved. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. And welcome back to the studio. That was Olivia Rodrigo with Obsessed. There is something about that song that just gets me so wound up. I don't know what it is.
She's hype.
She is. She is. I really like her. It's her
she
and Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh,
love the music.
I love her. Yes.
I'm here for it. I'm very much what I call like an oldie, you know? Like mm-hmm. I love the old school music. Very much a part of it. Grew up listening to it.
Yep.
But every now and again, I'll hear a bop and I'm like, you know what? I can get with that.
Yes.
I really like this music.
I feel you
so.
On that for
definitely
sure.
that. Okay, so if you are just joining us, we have Grace here from MWR in the studio with us. We have been talking a great deal about all of these very varied activities that MWR is providing you, and now we're going to take a look into some of the youth activities. Some really exciting things coming up.
So Missoula Children's Theater is back. You know, they come twice a year, and it's one of them is always in the summer, and I'm unfortunately going to miss this show, but I am super excited to see how it goes, because it's the fantastic performance of Red Riding Hood. We all love that story.
Indeed.
It's a childhood story. So MCT is a performing arts camp, and they will host auditions on July 29th. It's coming right around the corner. So July 29th from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. at Signal Elementary School Nights Hall. Approximately 50 to 60 local students will be cast to appear in the show. So students who wish to audition should arrive by 9:45 and stay for the entire 2-hour session. This This is open to children ages 5 and in kindergarten all the way to 18 years old. So this is not just for little kids. This is for teenagers too. And they need all of the ages, let me tell you. They do.
Yeah.
And the older kids, definitely the teens, they definitely help the younger. So very important.
Mm-hmm.
Rehearsals will be July 29th through August 2nd. The times will vary depending on the parts, so just stay tuned for that. And the first rehearsal will begin about 15 to 30 minutes after the audition. So this is a fast couple day thing. Jump right into it. They learn it so fast. So the actual performance of Red Riding Hood will take place on Friday, August 2nd at 5 p.m. in Sigonella Elementary School Nights Hall. It's a free show and it's open to the entire Sigonella community. So you have to come out and support the kids. It's a great time. The kids are brilliant. I have been shocked at how well they do. It's amazing. So definitely check it out, guys. And don't forget to sign your kids up. It'll be a great time.
I think so. And take it. Listen, I was in drama at one point, and this was actually back at my old church. And I cannot begin to tell you, the feeling it is to just escape from reality, and you get the chance to be something or someone else. And it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much fun. So for those of you that are listening, please take advantage of this opportunity. Get the kiddos involved early. And one thing that I absolutely love that this command does exceedingly well, especially here on base, is that there's always so many activities that are geared towards the youth, and it allows them to be able to expand their horizons and open their imagination and just having a great time with it. So please take advantage of this, because this is a great opportunity for the kids to get involved early and just have a great time in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So
they do
a great job.
It's a great performance. Yes. Yeah. So then shifting just a little bit, we're still talking about the youth, but there is another introducing to acting class for the youth. This is so great. Josephine is fantastic. This class will be Thursday, July 18th from 5 to 6 p.m. in the MWR Compass Room. And this is ages 9 to 15. And the cost is just $15. So the kids can jump into this interactive and fun class, and they can engage in teamwork and build confidence through theater activities that are just a really great time. So remember, you can always register for any of these classes at Community Recreation.
Very nice. So this gives those kids that are overly dramatic an opportunity to justify being overly dramatic.
Yes.
And now they can put those skills to good use.
Learn these skills and then hop over to Missoula and show them. So
indeed,
that'll be great. Yeah. But our last event that we're super excited about that we're introducing is our Summer Skate Luau. And this is an awesome event for everybody, for all ages, not just for children, not just for teenagers, not just for adults, everybody.
Everyone.
So this is super exciting. I'm super excited to throw my skates on. Do you think I could take photos while I skate? Maybe.
I don't see why
What about
not?
You? You could do it. We could do it together. Will you hold my hand?
I think so. I could take photos probably on the way down.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Great. So this event is going to be Friday, August 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. in the NAS1 Fitness Center basketball court. So it will be an indoor event, so not too much sweat going on with the outdoor heat.
Nice.
Again, all ages are welcome. This is a free event, and there is a registration link that you can find on our website, Facebook, or the QR code on the poster when you scan it. So make sure that you register, even though it's a free event, and you will... come get your roll on.
Kind of like that. I love the way that
Come get your roll on. Includes games such as red light, green light, four corners, speed skating, limbo, and more. You can bring your own skates. They will be inspected just to make sure that they don't damage the basketball court floor. Or you can rent. There is a limited quantity of skates at Community Recreation if you would like to rent a skate. So you can show up to their office, rent some skates. They will give them to you the day of.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that if you bring your own skates, that it's free from any dirt, oils, and grit, and that they're in good riding condition for the safety of you and for the floor.
That makes perfect sense. And I love that so much thought is put into that, making sure that we're not destroying the floors in the process of the luau.
Yes.
But no, this is amazing, Grace, and I can't thank you enough because I know you are the person that's really pushing, especially when it comes to like the youth activities, and that
Ooh,
is
thanks,
huge
EJ.
Because it's so important to get the kids involved. involved. You
absolutely.
Know? I mean, what fun is it if the kids can't have a great time?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So definitely, if you heard anything that really kind of just tickled your fancy, right, we've talked about the Missoula's Children's Theater, the Red Riding Hood event that's to take place. Please take advantage of that. Really get involved, as well as the Introduction to Acting, the youth class, which is a phenomenal. It's a great opportunity to get those kids involved. As we talked about during the break, this is National Anti-Boredom Month. So if the kids are just kind of hanging around with nothing to do, get them involved in their community, and they could do something really amazing.
Definitely.
And as well, that Summer Skate Luau, everyone is invited. So feel free to register. We've got some information coming up even after this break that we're going to talk about, which is mostly contact information. I'm sure you heard something that jives really, really well with you. So when we come back, we're going to get some contact information from Grace, and we're going to do what we can to get you and your kiddos involved in all the activities that MWR has to offer. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Oh, that was pretty. That was Sheryl Crow with All I Want to Do. I've always loved that song. It just has a very special place in my heart.
Is.
And the way that it just ends on that beautiful note, it puts me in the mindset of, like, I don't know, like these beautiful, like, hummingbirds and just a very happy place. So
yes.
I love it. So if you're just joining us, we've had the pleasure of speaking with Grace from MWR. We've been talking a great deal about a plethora of events that MWR has, especially for the youth. And so I'm particularly excited. And just to kind of recap some of what we talked about, we did make mention there is a beginner's calligraphy course that's going to be taking place on Tuesday, July 23rd and 30th, as well as August 6th and the 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. So if that sounds like something of interest to you, or you kind of just want to, like, bone up on your penmanship, this is a great opportunity for you to get involved. Country Night will be taking place at the 568 Lounge on Saturday, July 20th from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Only 18 and up. It is a free event. We are looking now at the youth sports soccer registration. So make sure to get those youth involved and get them very active and, most importantly, away from those gadgets. Keep them outside and having a great time. And, of course, the exercise caution being that it is getting pretty warm out there. In addition to that, we've got the Introduction to Acting for the Youth, July 18th from 5 to 6 p.m. The Missoula Children's Theater for Red Riding Hood. We absolutely need the youth to get involved and participate, bring those acting skills, and put them to good use. And last but certainly not least, we've got the Summer Skate Luau, which is open to any and everyone with a pair of skates. And even if you don't have that, they can provide some skates for you as well. So we're going to continue to keep people abreast as to what's going on with MWR. Grace, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
It's a pleasure.
And
thank
making
you.
Us aware of this, because this is what keeps us exciting. And we were talking about this during the break. There is absolutely no way somebody can say there's nothing to do. You can't say that.
Yes.
You know, with everything that MWR provides, there's always something to do. And if for some reason you feel like, I don't know, you just can't find it, talk to MWR, see what you can do. And here's an idea. If you don't have anything to do, you can always volunteer. I'm assuming we're still looking for volunteers for MWR, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a button. Even if you can't specifically volunteer with MWR, all of the different facilities and establishments and organizations through BASE that we work with very closely as teammates, partners, you can volunteer with them.
Nice.
And there are plenty of jobs through MWR, too, even if you just want to work at the gym or work at the pool or be a lifeguard, things like that, just to get involved, not be at home, make a little bit of money. Remember, USA Jobs is your best friend here. You can always look for jobs.
Yes, it is.
Through there. Anything that we post through MWR job-wise or through CYP, if you like to work with the youth, whether that's sports or at the youth complex with teenagers, all of those positions are on USA Jobs for you to be able to apply.
I love that so much.
Yes.
And this I can really appreciate, because it is so important to keep people actively engaged with that, within their installation, their command, let them know what's going on. I think MWR does a tremendous job at that. In addition to keeping us entertained, they also keep us active. And that's very
necessary. Thank you for saying that. We greatly appreciate your kindness for that. So, Sigonella community, just remember that our preview magazine that we publish in-house is released every single month, and it has everything that you could imagine, from trips and tours to bowling events, fitness events, anything with the youth, the library, all of that. You can find in our preview magazine, additional to our website, our Facebook and Instagram page, which is extremely active. So again, if you ever have any questions or want to speak to someone, MWR is always happy to speak with you. And yes.
I love that. Yes. And I can attest to that, too. You guys definitely do a great job in terms of, like, updating that Facebook page, because I am constantly perusing what's going on in the world of MWR, and you guys do a tremendous job at that
as well. Well, thank you. We do spend a lot of time on there, I will say.
I don't know how you do it between the magazine and the website and all the activities and the tours and the children's youth program. I don't know how you manage to do it, but you guys do it, and you stay on top of it.
We do it, because the mission is to be here for the community, 100%. We're here for everybody. We're here for the sailors. We're here for the families. Whatever can make this tour and life more enjoyable, that's why we do it.
I like to hear that.
Don't forget the mission, guys. It's important.
Indeed, indeed. And if anybody was looking or they're even interested in any of the events or even participating in any capacity with MWR, how can they contact you?
So contact, we have on the back of the preview magazine is a great resource for you. It has every single phone number per facility. So if you need to contact the pool specifically or the fitness center or the bowling or just MWR admin office, you can do that. Also, remember that our website houses every single thing about MWR, meaning facility hours, numbers, email address, and whatnot. You can also always send us a message on social as well. If you want to send us a message on Facebook Messenger or on Instagram, we're always checking that regularly. It might take us a little bit to get to you, but we're always checking it. So many different ways,
yeah.
Or just pop in over here at NAS1 MWR admin office. Someone will speak to you if you have any questions.
That is incredible. Again, Grace, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all this wonderful information. I think it's kind of necessary for us to kind of just end off with something really upbeat, you know?
Yes.
And for me, I'm never mad at a good Michael Jackson song.
No.
This is always my thing.
Love him.
love it. Thank you again for being here, Grace. And to all of our listeners out there, make sure you take full advantage of all of these great activities that's made available to you. MWR is here for you. So the next time you say to yourself, there's nothing to do, think again. This is 105.9.